With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Determining whether a tree in your landscape might be a hazard is incredibly important for protecting people and property in a tree's vicinity. Hazard trees fall into two categories, decaying trees and diseased trees. There are fewer diseases that will outright kill trees, and when they do, they rarely cause structural issues. However, disease pressure weakens a tree and makes it more likely to fail in environmentally damaging conditions. It is crucial to scout regularly for disease and decay in any landscape trees near houses, power lines, roads, or other infrastructure. When scouting, there are two primary warning signs of issues that should be resolved. The first is dieback in part or all of the tree canopy. This could be caused by several problems, but is often most caused by damage to the branches. If any damage is noticed, it should be pruned out. A clean prune initiates the tree's immune response and lowers the risk of further problems. The other common problem is holes in the trunk. These provide a direct opening into the wood where decay can enter and eat away at the trunk, causing stability issues. Any decay should be closely monitored for progression through the tree to ensure there is still enough of the trunk to guarantee stability. If tree stability cannot be guaranteed, the tree should be removed. For more information on how to determine hazardous trees in your landscape, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.